Today is Monday, July 1st, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where every single day during the week, I talk about myself and you guys listen, and this is no different than any other day. And today I'm recording from the ship, and I'm trying this new application, and actually it sounds really weird to me, so I have no idea what this is going to sound like, and I don't know how loud my mic is going to be, so if it's a problem, I'm sorry. I'll do my best to not, I don't know. I'm going to see how it sounds, and then I'm going to release this one, and we'll see how it goes from there. I recorded on my better recorder yesterday or day before, I can't remember now, and the recording is there, and it worked the way I normally record, but normally I take a laptop with me, and I decided this time, oh, I'm just going to take my iPad, and I'm not going to take a laptop, because I have all this camera equipment, and, you know, we're on this cruise, and then we were going all these different places, and I'm just like, you know what, this is too much, so I'm not going to carry I'm not going to carry a laptop with me. So then I realized, and I had the SD card reader, and my recorder takes an SD card. And I had bought the Apple SD card reader, and that, come to find out, at least as far as I can tell right now, you can't actually take anything off of that other than photos and videos. So if you have audio files or you have PDFs or you have any other kind of files that you want to take off of it, you can't because I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, it's just an SD card reader. You would think you would be able to take anything that you want, but unfortunately you can't do that. And so I was scrambling around and I had this application that I thought I could record a podcast on. I have never used it before, and I'm just using the headphone microphone that is on my headphones. And so, anyway, I decided to try this because there's no way to get the recording, the lost recording, off of my Zoom. And now I'm going to have to try to remember what I said. So, anyway, on the trip, I took a half a day off of work on Wednesday and went home and packed everything, got ready. And so that was all good. Mark worked until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I guess. And then my mom took us to the airport. We went to the airport around, 6 p.m. And our flight was for 8, but Mark wanted to make sure we got there a little bit early because it's an international flight, or it was an international flight, and he wanted to make sure there were no problems with his green card or anything like that. And so mom dropped us off, and, you know, everything went fine, though. We have a very small airport, so literally we were through security in, I don't know, 15 minutes or less. I mean, that's checking in, getting our luggage checked in, getting through security. There was no real line in security. We got through security, and no big deal. And then there's a little bar there that also serves food that we've never eaten at. So we actually sat in that bar, and we ordered a couple of items of food, and then we went ahead and ate. So I had I had some turkey sliders, and he had some kind of tacos. And then I think there were two sliders, and he had two tacos. So I had one of his tacos, he had one of my sliders. And then we got on the plane. That one was just going to Dallas, so it was about an hour. And then in Dallas, we had an hour layover, so we got to our plane and sat for, I guess, about 20 minutes or 30 minutes and got on our flight to Canada. And there were no real issues. We made it to Canada. And when we got to our hotel, so first of all, when we got there, we didn't know there wasn't Uber and Lyft in Vancouver. I don't know if that's the case in all of Canada, but for sure there was no Uber and Lyft in Vancouver. And so we didn't really know how we were going to travel around, which became a little bit of an issue later on because, you know, we were trying to figure out, like, what were we going to do? So we luckily, you know, at the airport, there's always a taxi stand. So we were able to get a taxi and take that taxi into to the hotel. And then when we got to the hotel, we knew we were going to be checking in at 1 a.m. And we wanted a nicer room with a view of the water and everything, but we decided we would do two different reservations. We would do one for the night we were arriving at 1 a.m. that was a cheaper room, and one the second night that was a more expensive room, like a corner room with windows and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we were hoping that when we got there, we would kind of give them that spiel and say, oh, you know what, we have two. We didn't want to pay so much for, since we're only arriving at 1 a.m. And then hopefully they would, you know, they would let us, you know, switch rooms or whatever. Or, they would put us in the room that we wanted to be in and not, you know, not have to switch rooms, basically. And so I said, well, don't ask him that, but, like, you know, let him know that we have two reservations and maybe hint around, like, ask questions like, oh, well, what are we going to do with our luggage in between the two reservations? You know, will you guys hold those, or, you know, what's that going to be? And so anyway, so he did that. And then the guy said, oh, I'm sorry. I would love to put you in the same room both days or both nights, but unfortunately the room type that you selected is fully booked. So he's like, I can't, he's like, we're going to have to swap you out. He said, but no big deal. Just call us around 10 a.m. We get a lot of early checkouts normally, so we may even be able to move you before checkout time. He said, if we have to wait till after checkout time, we can totally store your luggage, bring it back up for you, all that kind of stuff. And so we did that. We went to our room, yada, yada. We went to 7-Eleven to get some drinks and then came back. And you know, that was pretty uneventful. And then the next day, we decided we were going to have brunch. And Mark had found a place that had really good reviews on Yelp. But when we got there, apparently everybody knew that got good reviews on Yelp. So there was a line of all of these people, and I think it was about an hour wait, maybe an hour and 15 minute wait. And I needed a tripod. I had forgotten a tripod, so I said, well, why don't we kind of walk around and see if there are any camera stores and look for a tripod. So we did that, and then we came back. And by the time we got back, I think we had to wait another 15 or 20 minutes for the table. And then, you know, we were able to get in. And it was really good, actually. It was kind of a brunch place. And we had the entree that we had, I'm trying to think, we had some kind of avocado toast and something else for an appetizer. I can't remember what the other appetizer was. And then we also had, oh, not an appetizer, for sides. So we had an avocado toast and roasted potatoes with like some kind of lemon garlic aioli. And then I had a hash with, I didn't realize it was a hash. I didn't know it had potatoes in it, but it was short rib with poached egg on top of it. And I don't remember what Mark had, but it was good. It was really good. And then we had a tiny, tiny little waffle with salted caramel sauce and dark chocolate sauce for kind of a dessert. But I mean, it was like a quarter of a regular waffle and we shared it. So we each had like an eighth of a waffle or something. And then I had this plan that we were going to go to this park and we were going to look around, and there was an aquarium there, and then we were going to go do this, you know, these murals or the street art, you know. And I kind of looked for a one-day itinerary. And the problem with the park, I didn't realize how big it was. It had, somebody's knocking at the door and I don't know who. So the cleaner always knocks on the stupid dadgum door at the most inopportune times. Every time. I mean, every single time. He is so inopportune. Oh. Anyway, I've got to go now, so I'll have to finish this story in tomorrow's episode. All right, guys. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. I'm so irritated. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more shows over at pride48.com. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.